A conversation in the Ensenada Expats Facebook group recently got me thinking about something I see go wrong here constantly. Someone made a joke about who gets the Barry Manilow records when a foreigner dies on rented land in Baja. It was funny. It was also describing a real problem. Here is the rule that governs every beach camp, every campo lot, every handshake deal on a ranchero's land in Baja, California. Under Articles 886 and 895 of Mexico's Federal Civil Code, anything built on land belonging to another person belongs to the landowner. Not to you, not to your estate, to them. This doctrine is called accession, and it is not a technicality. It is the bedrock of Mexican property law. A will does not fix this. You cannot bequeath what you don't own. A fideicomiso does not fix this either, because it requires transferring title to a bank, and you have no title to transfer. You own a right to negotiate with the landowner when the lease ends. That's it. Ejido land is worse. Communally held land along Baja's coast is legally inalienable, it cannot be sold to foreigners, and any transaction claiming to do so is void from the start. An ejido member's heir can arrive decades later with a valid legal claim because the original sale never extinguished their rights. This is not theoretical. In October 2000, about 500 Americans and Canadians at Punta Banda were given 5 to 6 hours to remove what they could carry after the Mexican Supreme Court ruled the land belonged to someone else. One resident told the Associated Press that officials were going to have to physically drag him out of his house. They did. Cantamar in 2021, La Bufadora across multiple years, Rancho Packard in 2018, the same story keeps repeating. When you die on rented land, the law says your lease survives you. The practice depends on who shows up first. In a remote campo with heirs in Ohio and a landowner next door with a truck, the legal protections on paper are difficult to enforce without someone physically present. There is one situation where rented land makes sense. If you are elderly, have no heirs, have no one whose financial future depends on this property, and you want to live by the beach on a lifestyle budget, the calculus changes. You're buying sunsets, not an investment. Just don't put in more than you'd spend on a car, prefer something you can tow away, and know exactly what you're doing. For everyone else, buy land you actually own, through a fideicomiso, after a notario traces the title chain and confirms the parcel isn't in the ejido registry. It costs 5-8% of the purchase price in closing costs. That is the cost of actually owning what you paid for. You will almost never see Mexicans in these situations. They know the law. The confusion is mostly a gringo problem, and it's a preventable one.